good evening wherever you're calling in for. It might be morning wherever you are. And as always, we have a jam-packed call for our Wednesday evening Success University faculty training teleseminar. For those of you who are here for the very first time, we want to welcome you to the family. And for those who tune in regularly, welcome back. My name is Ned Ray. My wife, Cheryl, and I are ambassadors with Success University. We reside in Irving, Texas, right outside of Dallas. As the number one most visited personal development website on the Internet, we've designed this call with one thing in mind, and that's to make you more successful. This call is 100% free and open to the public, so we encourage you not only listen in yourself, but also feel free to invite anyone you know who might also want to learn how to be more successful. We hold this teleseminar each and every Wednesday evening, same time, same dialing. So mark it down on your calendar so you can join in every week where you'll have a chance to listen to some of the top speakers, trainers, and authors in the personal development industry. Ladies and gentlemen, I am incredibly excited about tonight. Over a year ago, I met a gentleman and had the honor to host him in a 12-month series that was done third Thursday of every month, and we did that and went through it and it had great results. So I asked, why couldn't we just incorporate the next 12-month series into the teleseminars on Wednesday evenings? So they said, okay, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome you to the first of a series of 12 interviews to answer all your questions about how to get well and then stay well for life. Our special guest in this series, as I said, I met this gentleman over a year ago. My wife and I just instantly fell in love with him, and he's just, you know, where his heart is and where he's going. Our special guest tonight, none other than Dr. Wayne Pickering, the Ambassador for Health from Daytona Beach, Florida. And in this week, his topic will be what causes disease and what health really is and what it's not. So this is the first of 12 series, and what you'll discover over you know, tonight is what health is not, what health truly is, what doctors aren't telling you, 20 tips to help prevent medical errors. We hear about it all the time. 6 things to consider about your health for the long haul. Health care in the workplace. The best definition of disease. The benefits of disease. The reasons for disease. The causes of disease. The 2 types of disease. The 6 stages of disease. So you'll know that disease is not to be revered, not to be feared. Healing disease versus curing disease. The germ theory is exposed, the ongoing war on cancer, and much, much, much more. Dr. Pickering is the author of 10 health guides, several CD-ROMs, 8 books, 22 learning programs, award-winning video series titled Is Your Diet a Riot?, to which I own, 32 special reports, over 400 articles on fitness, stress, and nutrition, a weekly e-zine that goes out to over 13,000 opt-in subscribers, as well as 18 websites, 10 health systems, all distributed in 37 countries. He's a nutritional performance coach, life management consultant, and disease prevention specialist. This goes on and on. International professional speaker, past president of the National Speakers Association in Florida, spoken in 5 countries. I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm a firm believer that documentation beats conversation. So what I'm going to do, he is the founder of the Daytona Beach Center for Nutrition and Life Management. He's an amazing man with an awesome story. Give him a minute. He'll give you a lifetime. His website for this series of interviews is, write this down, www.healthatlast.com. HEALTHATLAST.com. His 800 number is 800-325-3438. So without further ado, I want to bring to the phone, because I can't wait to hear him get off and going, Dr. Wayne Pickering.
Thank you, Ned. God bless you. It's such a delight to be back with you. That last year we did that series, you just brought so much to the table, and I can't thank you enough. And the fact that we're going to do another 12 series is terrific. You mentioned also about the phone calls being free to all of those who want to be successful. And let's incorporate this a bit. You know, I wrote a poem one time, never give up your health in your quest for wealth, because you have to spend all the wealth to regain your health. And, yeah, and then when we die, our brother-in-law gets to drive our car. Now, what good is that? So, thanks for having me back. I just want the listeners to get pen and paper out. We've got so much to share with you tonight to get this series on a roll. So, it's good to be back. Thanks, Ned.
Oh, super. It's great. I mean, I'm really excited. I get really fired up for these calls. I've got a bunch of questions that I'm going to be going back and forth with you on. You know, Dr. Wayne, you know, this sounds like a pretty tall order, getting well, then staying well for life. How about giving us an overview of what we can expect in the entire series?
Okay, and it is a tall order, but it can be simple, and it's all about lifestyle, Ned, as you know. We need to learn how to live until we die. Life should be a joy to be lived, not some problem that we have to be solving all the time. So this 12 one-hour, once a month, How to Get Well, Then Stay Well for Life series is going to be life-changing. Now, the reason I tell you that is because I really teach a lifestyle totally free of all stress, disease. You're going to have more energy and all that. But I want to give a disclaimer right off the bat to get us on a roll. And if somebody happens to maybe misinterpret what I'm saying, maybe take it wrong or something, making me liable, believing I might be treating disease or the like, I can do anything I like when it comes to my health. And I'm in total charge of my health, and you are too. So here's my disclaimer. I'm a nutritional consultant. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't portray myself as such. And I never diagnose or treat specific diseases of any kind, nor will I prescribe any remedies or treatments. That area is reserved for medical doctors. So with all that said, let's get on with it. My job is to help you live as freely as possible, and it's the quality of life, not the quantity in life, that matters, you see. So, you don't want to be sick for a number of reasons, brother. First of all, people don't hire sick people. You know what I mean? People don't want to be around sick people.
That's true.
People don't want to marry sick people.
That's also very true.
Yeah, and people don't use sick people as role models.
That's true.
Here's what happens. People just pity sick people. Being sick is really a lonely job. I mean, it's your moral duty to be well, as you are absolutely no use to anybody when we're sick, and we're actually a drain on all of our loved ones. So if we're looking to make a difference in people's lives, all of the time, we judge systems by individuals and not by the validity of the principles. So let's get on with it. I know you've got a lot to go, and I just wanted to start it out by giving you, how about if I give you a rundown of what we're going to cover?
Yeah, that would be good. Give us a quick rundown on what we're going to cover over the next 12 one-hour interview series.
Okay. Now, the first one, we're going to set the foundation for you tonight. You're going to need, you know, this is all you're going to need to know about disease and how you can chunk out your time to vote it towards your health. And rest assured, brother, let me throw this little thought in. I just thought about this. It's a whole lot easier to be healthy when you want to than when you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And healthy people have a lot of goals. Unhealthy people only have one goal. Now, in our second interview, that's going to be all about getting well safely. And on the third interview, we're going to start the next 9 components, because what is the use when we get the people well if we don't show them how to stay well for life?
Mm-hmm.
So there are 9 things, brother, that we're going to cover after next show on how to stay well for life, which will be the third interview, and it's all about attitude. And you're going to be amazed at what the attitude. We put some incredible information. I took a lot of courses in our. And every year when I have to up my CEU credits, I have to go through a myriad of different requirements. And I was absolutely amazed at what the attitude and how that played a role in the efficiency of our recovery process. Here's the fourth one. We're going to talk about nutrition. Don't miss this one. This will be huge. I always say that nutrition is to health as reading is to education. Okay, the third one is exercise. And here's the most important thing that we have to think about exercise. It has to be fun. Because if it's fun, we're going to do it. Then the sixth show is all about water, and that show there is power-packed. You're going to love that show. My line is never drink the crap from the tap. The seventh show is all about sunshine. We need to get it. We've got to have sunshine. Number eight is tenacity. I tell people that you can give in and you can give out, but you can't give up. So don't lose help with your new health plan, as nature is going to reward you for your stickability, okay? And the ninth one is all about air. And we've even got a little section in there. We're going to talk about how to quit smoking. Number 10 is the rest. Number 11 is temperance. That's moderation. And by the way, on rest, another thought just came by my mind. Isn't this true, Ned? No person is so sick as the person who's sick on his day off. You know what I mean? Okay, so the 11th show, brother, is all about moderation, temperance, it's called. It's called a new start on life, attitude, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, tenacity, air, rest, and temperance. And the final show is where we're going to put it all together for you. You're going to be able to chunk out your 24 hours simply and easily so you can live smarter, better, happier, finding balance, and living a life of no regrets. So get ready.
Super. Okay, Wayne, let's define health to get things on a roll here.
Okay, first of all, why don't we do this, Ned? Why don't we talk about what it is not? Most people think that just because they're not sick, that they're healthy. Health really is not you not being sick. It's not the absence of disease. And when we go through this whole program here this evening, you're going to know what it really is. But here's what health really is. And I like the definition from the Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. And here's what they said about what health is, and I'm going to share with you my definition. Health, as they say, is not just the absence of symptoms of disease. It is the presence of complete nerve energy, which comes from protecting the body from excesses. Disease is a friend, warning us that it is time to stop and look at what we're doing to our bodies, warning of a danger, as it's telling us to stop the abuse and clean house. Pain, this is the Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. Pain is nature's way of saying that we still have the ability to heal ourselves. To ignore this and continue the habits leading to the pain is ludicrous. And here's more of it. It's the complete state of physical fitness and sound mental health, and it's your birthright. It's a lifestyle that composes sound health and outstanding physical and mental fitness. Costs little to maintain. It can't be stolen from you. It can't be taxed. It's enjoyable almost from the moment of birth, and it's always within your grasp, okay? So it's not just the absence of disease. It has a whole lot more to being healthy than just that. It's energy, being alive, living fit, and feeling terrific. Now, I'd like to add to that, people are going to sleep more soundly, get better rest, they're going to have loads of energy, they decrease wrinkles in their body. And my deal is, here's how to be totally free of all aches, pain, stress, and disease. That's what we're doing. And you are living in freedom. We're all living in freedom. I mean, to me, it's so easy once you just know how. Now, the system wants you alive. I got to say this. There's no money in you being well. And that's the bottom line. So it's a personal endeavor, and we're going to tune into this whole thing and lay it out for you and not put the medical profession out there as some evil source, because they're doing some incredibly wonderful things. And I'm going to bring all that to light here as we go, okay?
Super. Wayne, when we're looking at making some changes with our health habits, yeah. Give us six things to consider.
Sure. Okay, here's a couple things to think about. What kind of health are you in now? The first one. And did you have strong genetics? because Gen X do have a strong role in your being healthy. Do you want it bad enough? People only want, Ned, what they want when the want is more than the effort, okay? Now, here's the fourth one. Will you discipline yourself enough along the way? Now you're going to ask, because this is the fifth one, and it stumped me for a while, but is, what is the iatrogenic or the physician-induced disease harm on your body, if anything? I like what Paul Harvey came out one time. I never forgot him. He says, Mary Ellen has no more gallbladder trouble. She just gave birth to an 8-pound baby boy. Now, what a surprise to her. She didn't know she was pregnant. What a surprise to her husband. He didn't know she was pregnant. But what an even greater surprise to her physician who diagnosed her with gallbladder trouble. Now, if you'll go to Google.com, and press in, here's the title, so write this down, 20 tips. We've got red tide down here in the ocean, by the way, Ned. I don't know if you've been hearing about that, but there's some drastic things that's happened in the ocean, and millions of fish are dying all up and down the beach, and they're creating an acid in the air, and it just takes your breath away. And since I live so close to the ocean, so if I bow away from the phone every so often and just cough, it's that tickle in the base of my lungs. So forgive me on that.
Okay?
So let me get that out of the way because that's important. Okay, so 20 tips to help prevent medical errors and get that report by a government agency for healthcare research and quality, and it's called www.ahrq.gov. www.a as in apple, h as in Henry, r as in run, q as in queen, ahrq.gov. That will open your mind to a number of things that you got to be aware of. Pardon me. Now, medical errors. Now, I have to take my CEU courses every year, okay? And part of getting the requirements to up my license again each year is I have to take 2 hours of medical errors. Do you know that medical errors right now are the sixth leading cause of death in the United States alone? Yeah. Now, most errors come from, you know, problems created by the complex healthcare system we have. But errors can also happen when doctors and their patients have problems communicating. As I said, I'm never going to condescend the medical community, but you have to be aware of these things. The single most important way that you can help prevent errors is to be an active member of your healthcare team. That's the deal, okay? Now, I'm going to give you a few websites here that you can peruse and get an awful lot of good, because it's all about choices, and it's your health, and you can do what you want to with your health 24/7. And nobody's in charge of our health but us. Now, here are three websites. Now, that means you got to take a part in every decision with your healthcare team, okay? And research shows that patients who are more involved with their care tend to get better results. So here are three websites that you can go and peruse, www.jcaho.org, for the 2007 National Patient Safety Goals that you can have as a guideline so you can be healthy. jcaho.org. And here's the second one, is www.ihi.org, and the theme there is protecting 5 million lives from medical harm that happens. I mean, they're not with malice saying, I'm going to kill this. No, that's not the deal. Just errors happen. And here's the other one, www.voiceforpatients.com. Voice, V-O-I-C-E, the letter for, patients, P-A-T-I-E-N-T-S.com. Now, by the way, this just, I don't want to use the word blew me away, but for the sake of looking for something else, it really did. Hospital thievery, Ned, is rampant.
Really?
It's rampant. When you go to the hospital, do not wear your jewelry. Never, ever, ever take cash. never take your purse or your wallet. Only one credit card, and it's on your person at all times. If it has to go in your underwear, do that. Three members of my family, okay, within the last couple of years, I mean, and this is just not because of them, this happens all the time. And I've learned also this is what made me aware of it, was that when I was taking my CEU courses. My mother, for example, when she went to the hospital, they stole her jewelry, they stole her wallet, her cash, her shoes. And now, why would you want somebody's shoes? Hello. And so I had to stop all the credit card charges. And it took us a long time because within 48 hours, there were $3,000 racked up on her credit cards. So all you have to do is take your personal contact information with some of your medical history, take one credit card, and remember, don't wear your expensive shoes. Goodbye shoes. Another friend of the family, 50 years been a member of the family. His son, a very prominent attorney in town. He was in the hospital. They stole his shoes. He said he's not going to pay the bill until he gets his shoes back. Well, let me throw this in. That was a very expensive pair of shoes. They still haven't paid the bill. And, by the way, when you think about it, hospitals and hell both begin with H, you know? Now, here's something else that was just knocked me for a loop. You know, a lot of patients, as I learned in the CEU courses, have to actually call 911 from their hospital beds because there's nobody there to help them. Is that something?
Wow.
Yes. So you need to be healthy. And
when they need somebody in their room, they're dialing 911.
911. Now, is that something?
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, man. And I have so much information I want to share with you, but we've got so much to cover tonight, so I'll hold off a little bit more on that. And here, look at this. Here, the Journal of the American Medical Association just reported that almost one quarter of the patients who have been diagnosed, that had been prescribed this glucophage, had kidney damage or congestive heart failure as a result of it. And the annual death toll from synthetic prescription drugs, they both, you're correctly prescribed and incorrectly prescribed, amounts to 231,000 deaths every year just from bad prescription drugs. To put this into perspective, that's equivalent of a World Trade Center disaster every week for over a year and a half, or the crash of two fully loaded 747 aircrafts every day of the year. Now, I'm going to throw this in, and then we're going to move on, because you and I can relate to this. The biggest dumping grounds for all pharmaceutical drugs are five areas: babies, the sick, schools, military, and the elderly. Now, when you and I were in boot camp, remember when you... I was amazed.
And cushion.
Yeah. Do you remember what the flying eight was? Okay. When you walked through, there were about maybe 5,000 or 6,000 of us in a line going through this building. And you walk through, and your arms, you know, you're just down to your underwear. And they've got two guys, one on the left of you and one on the right. You walk through this door. And then they've got two guns in their hands, one with, and they hit you twice. If you flex your arm, it just cuts your arm. Remember that?
It bleeds, yeah.
Yes. So,
sure.
Yeah. So, anyway, you two in the left arm, two in the right arm, and then two more in the forearm, and two more in the left forearm. So you get eight shots within 5 seconds. I was amazed at how many people were passing out and going through convulsions because of that.
Mm.
So, okay. Now, here's the sixth thing that we want to remember about that. Remember that you may never again regain the pristine level of health that you were blessed with when you were born. But let's keep the remaining part of our years as best as they can be, okay? And by the way, you can look up any PDR, which is a physician's desk reference. You can get it in the library, and there's not one drug that doesn't have some toxic side effect. And so Our total lifestyle, I'll wind up with this, our total lifestyle, Ned, is the cause of all the diseases going around.
Absolutely.
You know what, man? And the more we live like the world, the more we're going to die like the world.
I hear that. And,
okay?
And I'm not even going to get into that because I have my own thoughts on that as well as you will know.
Well, you're always welcome to share it, believe me.
Anyway, let's move right along here. Wayne, let's talk about corporate America a little bit. I know that, you know, they've been promoting health programs in the workplace for some time right now, with a major emphasis on it right now, as you know, with all the health reform that they want to put through. You wrote an article on that not too long ago about, and how about touching base on that as well for our listeners?
By all means, sure. Well, you see, the success of our business, Success University, if we're in the corporate world, wherever we are, the success of whatever business we're doing, brother, depends a great deal on our not being down due to sickness. And that article I wrote is called The Benefits of Healthcare Programs in Corporate America. And according to a report from the Health Promotion in the Workplace by O'Donnell and Ainsworth, they state, of the total healthcare expenditures in this country, approximately 96% is spent on treatment of disease and only 4% on disease prevention and health promotion.
Mm.
So why are these employees now getting into the health promotion in their business? Why is the peak interest? Well, first of all, there's a major improvement in productivity. They're going to have a lot less people taking days off because they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
The company morale is going to be better. The ability to perform is going to be better. Pardon me. And the reduction in the benefits costs. Big. And life insurance is diminished because they've got better, discounts because the company is now giving health promotions, and so they get discounts off the insurance for the employee. It just makes sense. And it's a major reduction in the human resources development costs because of, you know, people not being out all the time sick, and they've got to hire new people all the time, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. According to the statistical abstracts of the United States, we hold the world's record for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, osteoporosis, prostate problems, stroke, obesity. But the real winner in our society is our national disease. It's called constipation. 98.6% of all of the people suffer from it. Colonic irrigations love our program. DefeatingBadEating.com. An awful lot of people from Success University went to that site on our last series and purchased that. But when they get that, we're going to get the food end of our life squared away, you see. And I was so to finally figure this all out over the years through all of the confusion, I can see why people kind of give up. Because there's so much confusion about there. So my deal is, you're in total charge of your health. And there's a big difference between health and disease. What's the opposite of love? Hate. What's the opposite of up? Down. What is the opposite of health? Disease. You would never learn to fly an airplane from somebody who crashed. Then why do we go to somebody to try to get us healthy who only studies disease? You know what I mean?
Good point.
Yeah, go to somebody who studies health and wellness. And we have choices. So, there's your 6 points.
Wayne, how about giving us your definition of disease?
A good one. Good one. If something is dishonest, we know it is not honest.
Mm-hmm.
If something is displeased or if something is discontinued, we know it's no more. If something is disease, that means it's not at ease. And all the disease is the name tag we give it for location. Prostate cancer, well, we know where that is. Liver cancer, well, we know where that is. Well, cancer is cancer. It's a universal action. There's nothing mystical about disease, okay? It's a universal action of a universal plan. It's innate. It's perfect every time. It's infinite wisdom, brother. It's divine intelligence to preserve the integrity of the body. Disease is your body's way of reaching out and saying, hey, something is wrong. Here it is. Do something about it. Okay.
Okay. I'm curious, as you talk about the benefits of disease, is there such a thing?
Oh, sure. There's a lot of them, but let's just touch base on a few of them. First of all, it gives you a day off of work. It makes you appreciate your health once again. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest conversational piece that I know of. People actually grumble about their problems so much that I think they really should have won first place for the one that was in the worst condition. You know what I mean? Let's don't talk about an illness. Most people do because they get more attention from the problem than they do the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Great conversational piece. It's America's biggest industry. $1 trillion. $1 trillion. We call it, there's a lot of TLC in the group. Takes lots of cash. Yeah, man. Now, actually, disease is this is the best thing. It's our best friend. It's our best guarantee against death. We need to revere it and not fear it. So, the benefit of disease is it's going to make you stop the lifestyle. It's innate. There's nothing mystical about it. Those are the benefits right there. We can rise above it.
Okay. Super. Wayne, let's discuss the reasons for disease. You know, I mean, there's many ways that we bring this upon ourselves and whatnot, but let's discuss the reasons for disease.
Okay. Now, notice that they don't stem from a season, okay? They stem from a reason. I was in the produce department tonight, getting a few things for tomorrow and, you know, how we do. The young lady in there is so sweet. And I looked at her and I said, Elaine? You look like you have a cold. I've been sick for 2 weeks. It's that time of the year, and everybody in the store has it. You know what? People actually think they catch a cold. I mean, now how dumb is that? Now, people actually think they catch the flu, and they were lined up to get the flu shots. And the people that were in the line, bless their hearts, my heart poured out to them. They were obese. They were sickly. They were very old, they're coming into the canes. How can you inject a poison into somebody who's in miserable condition already and expect that thing to make them healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. So it doesn't stem from a season, it stems from a reason. Now, so Elaine, pardon me, Elaine had this cold. And I told her, I said, Elaine, you're going into a new season. And when your body is not flexible enough to deal with the extremes of temperature changes, barometric pressures, all of the elements and conditions of a new season, when it's not ready to embrace that, it goes through a little house cleaning. And all of these diseases really could be cured. Notice your body heats up. Helps to melt all that stuff in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you got four methods of elimination. You got your sinus. You've got that stems from the lungs. Okay, so you get your lungs, your skin, your bowels, and your urine. So it comes out, and you don't feel good. You want to sleep more. Your body is the temperature is raised. So if they could really be cured within the body when we give it the right environment and the proper biological imperatives, I call them a new start on life. And because it's actually the body telling us that something is wrong, get on with it. So we don't catch disease, we earn it. Now, let me read you one little thing that I took out of a report a while back. And by the way, I think colds really should be called a heat. Because the body heats up. What do you mean it's a cold? No. It should be called a heat. The U.S. News and World Report, all the way back in November 6th of 1989, I was reading this article where there was the big research lab in England that was searching for the cure for the common cold. Ned, they finally threw up their hands and gave in the towel. And they said, in a recent study by a team of medical doctors from the Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, headed by Timothy Doran, concluded that heat of the fever helps the immune system kill the virus. So actually, there is no such thing as a cure for the common cold. The cold is the cure. So it makes us stop what we're doing, check out the lifestyle we're living, and maybe make some changes. But most people don't like change. Nobody likes change except a wet baby. We've got to make some changes, and we have choices, okay?
Super. Wayne, we know the definition of disease, the benefits of disease, and the reasons for disease. Now for the big one. What causes disease?
Oh, good one. Okay, now. If you look in the dictionary, it's called lack of ease. Disease is the same as toxemia or poisoning of the blood. I call it crud in the blood from being drunk with junk. Now, Ned, how many times have you heard somebody say, well, they're 60, they've got cancer. They're going to get cancer. They're 70, they're going to have heart disease. I'm going to share something with you here in a little bit that I have a book in my hand right now of some pictures in here of some people who are 106. This guy is 167. I'm looking at him right now chopping wood. Okay? We're going to share some of that with you in a little while. But you see, the quality of our life depends on the quality of ourselves. Okay? And there's three ways ourselves die. Lack of oxygen, disturbance like drugs or the like, or physical rupture like an accident. And germs don't cause disease. We do. And the germ theory is just that. It's a theory. It's not a fact. If you cheat in your lifestyle, you pay. You can't go out and run it off. No. I'm not the guy who makes the rules. I'm just the messenger here. So if we cheat, we pay. And if I cheat, I pay. And then what I do is I'll write it down, and I'm going to share that with you in a little bit. But the germ theory is not a fact. It's a theory. It's a system of assumptions, abstract reasoning, and it's entirely speculative. It was theorized that germs cause disease. Now, here's Louis Pasteur, the father of the germ theory. You know that, and I know that. We all learned that in school. Here's was his dying words. Now, he spent all of his, not all of his life, but a great part of his life, convincing that germs cause disease. Here's what he said, and this is documented. You can look this up. It is not the, I'll read you his exact quote and I'll interpret it for you, brother. It is not the virulence of the germ that determines the disease entity. It is the resistance of the host that determines the efficacy of the disease process. Louis Pasteur. Now, what does that mean? Let me break it down. It is not the virulence, the vitality, or the strength of the germ that determines the disease entity, like colds and flu and cancer and all that kind of stuff. It's the resistance of the host being the person, that determines the efficacy, the effectiveness, of the disease process, pathology. So, it is not the virulence of the germ that determines the disease entity. It is the resistance of the host that determines the efficacy of the disease process. Louis Pasteur. Now, this was something. Here is I forgot his name, golly. He's the father of the cell unit doctrine. It'll come to me here in a moment. Rudolf Virchow. Here is the father of the cell unit doctrine, okay? Everything starts at the cell, Ned. And here is the father of the cell unit doctrine. He says, if I could live my life over again, I would devote it that germs do not cause disease. Here's what they do. They feed on disease. They feed on the problem. Wouldn't it be something of all those when the garbage people went on garbage men went on strike up there in New York City, and remember all the flies and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't think that the people said, look at all the trash those flies brought in. No, here's what happens. The trash was a breeding ground for the flies. When we have an unhealthy enough body, the germs are in there feeding on this, trying to get rid of it. Here's a refresher. Pasteur established the doctrine of specific germs that could be airborne and transmitted by touch, do you see? And you know, most of the people still follow that today, but that's not true at all. So let me add this too. Germs don't have any sense of communication to group together as a unit and attack healthy cells. Here's what they do. They seek out and live and grow on damaged and diseased tissue and cells subcortically, innately, without thought, instinctively. It's their body's response to getting rid of toxic waste in the form of colds, pimples, boils, foul body odors, sinus out, and the whole bit. So So we cause our resistance, brother, to get low when we get out of balance with all of these nine things we're going to talk about in the subsequent shows here. And so don't fear the germ. Fear the cause.
Okay. You mentioned the writer's name of Rudolph. I didn't get the last name.
Virchow. V-I-R-C-H-O-W.
Okay.
That's my memory there.
Okay, super. Wayne, I've heard you say there's two types of disease. You know, can you define what they are?
Sure. You've got constructive and destructive, okay? One is acute and one is degenerative. Now, what does that mean? The acute diseases are constructive, really. The body initiates them to help detoxify and to heal. Destructive, the degenerative diseases, that's where our organs and our glands are dying and most of them are destroyed. And the disease takes over and doesn't allow the body to get rid of the causes. That's the basic two types of disease.
Okay. Wayne, a lot of our listeners may not know what pathology really is. You mentioned that a couple times. I know we all have probably heard the term, but probably never really understood its meaning. How about going into detail for us, as I know when we understand this one, we'll have a much better understanding on what we can do when we have certain diseases. And just this one area can eliminate virtually all the stress about disease in our lives. Pathology, help us there, if you would, on the word pathology and what it really means.
Sure. Pathology, when you go to a hospital med, you're going to be amazed. You know, when I was a kid, we were growing up, we had a doctor. What do you mean we have a cardiologist, we have a colonologist, we have a pathologist, we have a radiologist, we have a, you name it. I mean, there are tons of them. So what in the world, because every time you go in there for a major blood work and all that, you're going to have a pathologist involved. So what does that mean, pathology? Pathology is nothing more than the evolution or the history of disease. The good news, there are six stages, okay? The good news is the first five stages are reversible, and you can expect to obtain a reasonable state of health once again if you're tenacious enough about living with these nine components that's going to keep us healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So here they are, and I explained these in our Beat Your Stress series, but I think right now would be a good fit so all of this will make sense for you, because we do want to get on with this war on cancer. Innervation. Irritation, these are the six stages. Enervation means to weaken. Irritation means to irritate. Inflammation means inflamed. Ulceration is their ulcer. Induration, barely active. Fungation, hanging on by a string, so to speak. Enervation, that means, you know, that's the first stage where you need to sleep more, your nerves are shot, you're screaming at the kids, you got a lot of colds, bad breath, constipation. All those are enervating, weakening of the body. Irritation is where you have like a rapid heartbeat, lots of headaches, where your joints are sore. Those are irritating, irritation. Your inflammation, that's red sores around cuts, massive pimples and boils, and inflamed areas around your kidneys and lungs. Ulceration is ulcers, that's self-explanatory, ulcers in your lungs, your stomach, and other organs. Dr. Jack Goldstein, by the way, G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N, and forgive me, I forgot the name of the book. Go to Google and look up Dr. Jack Goldstein. He has some excellent material on that. The fifth stage is induration. That's where our hormonal glands are barely active. Fibroid tissues are forming, arteries are stiff, poor blood flow, tumors, menopause is bad. And here's the good news. Those first five, we haven't hit number six, those first five are all reversible, and you can get your health back again. But here's the bad news. The sixth one, this is where life is just hanging on by a string. The DNA, or it's the intelligence of our cell, has lost control and can't guide any more cellular function. So prognosis is usually terminal. Okay, now the longer we appease the condition we find ourselves in, Ned, with everything, drugs, herbs, vitamins, potions, whatever, because herbs don't heal, vitamins don't heal, drugs don't heal, potions don't heal. The only thing that's going to heal is the body, and we're going to talk about that just before we hang up. And so every time we try to appease that condition, we find ourselves with everything under the sun, the further and the faster we advance into the next stage of pathology. So we never catch it. We earn it. And here's the difference between prognosis and diagnosis. There's a lot of people that are maybe confused about that. Diagnosis means, what are the conditions? Prognosis means, what are the chances?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize that we're all on the road to death, okay? We'll wind up with that 6 days of pathology this way. We're all on the road to death. I just don't see the need to jump out there in the passing lane.
That's a good philosophy.
Thanks, man.
You know, everywhere we look, everywhere we listen to, cancer is a huge enterprise today.
Major.
You know, there's so much discussion about it. I mean, you hear it everywhere. You can't put on a Sunday afternoon show. You see it on the infomercials. Let's talk about, you know, about that for a few minutes. You refer to it as the war on cancer. So my thing is to, you know, talk to us about that.
By all means. For all of those people who got our beatingburnoutblues.com site, there was an 8-week audio mini course on how to beat stress with fitness and food. And it was Dr. True Ott who interviewed me on that show. I did a lot of research on Dr. Ott because I wanted to make sure that with the energy he and I were putting into each other, that it was not only cohesive, but it was also very legitimate, legal, moral, ethical, and all that. And Dr. Ott is about as true blue as I've ever found a physician today. He has a PhD. He lives in Ogden, Utah. He's a brilliant scientist and a master with his due diligence. Did an excellent job on this subject, on the ongoing war on cancer. To date, over $850 billion, Ned, has been spent on cancer alone. Just the research. Pardon me. It's basically a fraud is what it is. Everybody should know that here's Dr. Linus Pauling. I appreciate it. A 2-time Nobel Prize winner. He said everybody knows or should know that most cancer research is largely a fraud. And the major cancer research organizations are derelict in their duties to the people who support them. Now, here's Dr. John Baylor, who spent 20 years on the staff of the United States National Cancer Institute and was editor of his journal. Listen to what he had to say. My overall assessment is that the National Cancer Program must be judged as a qualified failure. So, Baylor, here's something else he said. The 5-year survival statistics of the American Cancer Society are so misleading. They now count things that are not cancer. And because we're able to diagnose at an early, I'm reading this thing because this was his quote. We are able to diagnose at any early stage of the disease, patients falsely appear to live longer. Our whole cancer research in the past 20 years has been a total failure. More people over 30 are dying from cancer than ever before. More women with mild or benign diseases are being included into statistics and reported as being cured. When government officials point to the survival figures and say they are winning the war against cancer, they are using those survival rates improperly. Here's Dr. John Baylor, 20-year staff member of the U.S. and National Cancer Institute, right? It's scientifically classified cancer as a chronic metabolic disorder, okay, just like diabetes and scurvy and all those. There will never be a chemical ever, ever, ever to cure cancer. There will never be. And it's, think of this. Over 1/3 of American jobs can be traced to this cash cow of cancer, okay? 1/3 of all American jobs, with the other 2/3 tied economically to the petrochemical industry. The hinge of Wall Street is the chemical medical establishment and the petrochemical industry. I'm reading this because this was on Dr. Ott's report. And so without these two industries, America would be totally and completely bankrupt. So they have a vested interest in this. And for the sake of time, because we're running out actually, the war on cancer is a fraud. It's a huge business. And that's really the bottom line. It's big business, man. Okay?
Wow. Wayne, what are the challenges we face when we're honestly, you know, when we're trying to really be healthy? What challenges, I mean, I know what I face, because I have to watch what I eat. I have to get better at doing some other things you mentioned, the oxygen, heavy, deep breathing, and getting out there and doing some good exercises. But what are the challenges we face when we're honestly trying to be healthy?
Well, first of all, let's just discuss what really happens with the body. When we're born until we're three, our immune system, well, we're born until we're 6 months. That's the major portion of the building of our immune system. And when we're three, we lose our ability to digest dairy. And then when we're 13, anywhere from 10 to 15, puberty. And then you go through, at 25, here's something very significant that happens. We start losing 1% of our ability to utilize oxygen in our body per year thereafter. So for those who smoke, that's foolhardy. Well, we're going to learn all that in our, I think it's number 11 on our series here. And because they decrease their life expectancy majorly. So when we're 35, we start losing 1% of our ability, of our muscle mass. When we're 45, our hormonal strength diminishes incredibly. So when we're 20, you can grow up on jelly beans. When you're 30, you ask your wife, honey, what is this? What's this in my shoulder? Feel this. When you're 40, honey, I got to do something about this. When we're 50, you and I both know this, Ned. We can't kid each other. We can't do that stuff anymore. When we're 60, oh, forget that. I'm 60. I can't do that at all. So here's the challenges we face. Too much false media. People are too confused. They're either too busy, they've got no energy, they're overly stressed, and people have the wrong idea of being healthy. People actually think they're healthy if they're not sick. So if they will consider these four areas of their life and embrace them, they should be able to sing right through their life with their health. And let's take the word sing and break it down acronymically and discover those four areas. Here they are. Write the word down, sing. The S is we're spiritually deficient. And we're going to talk about that in detail on our 12th interview. And I didn't say religiously deficient. We're spiritually deficient. The I, we're internally poisoned. Herbicides, pesticides, polluted air, water. Did you know that we are exposed right now, Ned, to more chemicals in one day than our grandparents were exposed in an entire lifetime? We must keep our immune system up. The M is we're nutritionally starved. Now, if I have a cut and it's infected and I keep putting on some drops of poison and expecting it to heal, well, that would be crazy. And you would actually think that person was nuts. Well, why in the world don't we eat better and then we go ahead and swallow vitamins and think that's the answer? Anybody in their right minds will know that that's ridiculous. And you and I both know that honey mixed with poison doesn't stop the poison from being deadly.
No.
So here's the G, the genetic propensity. Every person's going to die the same way. Their heart stops, loses all bodily functions. It's how a person that lives distinguishes one from another. Here's my take on life. If we honor God and serve our fellow man slash woman with the service we create of what we are genuinely passionate about, brother, that all the while the people who are involved in that service has equal opportunity to gain, then we all win. So back at you with Success University. Look at the quality of information and life-changing information you're bringing to the group, and I know you. I know what you're doing then. I know that you're very busy, and you can't wait to get on this call because your heart is in these calls. Hats off to you for creating this kind of a service so that everybody who is involved has equal opportunity in the game. That's why you're winning.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wayne.
You betcha.
I heard you refer to www.healthatlast.com a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've got something special for our listeners about that program, and they can only get that something special tonight. I'm assuming that you will hold that open a little while because this call will be going out around the world tomorrow, because there are people, of course, that cannot be on the call because it's in the middle of the night there.
Okay.
Right. So, So it's on the site. Do you want to share, you know, that with us?
Okay, yes. I'm glad you brought that up because it was a 12-hour window, but I'll have to extend that to 36 hours, okay?
Okay. That would
okay.
Be-
now, I tell people, if you want to know the 39 answers and solutions from 10 experts that everybody should know on how to be the healthiest person on the planet and not the wealthiest person in the grave to free up all your aches and pains, go to Health at Last. You will go from fatigue to fantastic. And here's what you get. Pardon me. You get the Health is Wealth audio program. That's where we had Jack LaLanne, the godfather of fitness and health, Dr. Ted Mortar, who is one of my very favorite. He's an internationally recognized authority on healthcare and author on 4 nationally released books on nutrition. And then I had Dr. Ken and Mickey Thomas on that. And they are a 126-year-old gymnastic team. And the incredible Lorianne Lloyd that we had, the best athlete in the fitness industry that I know of. They're going to learn a lot just from that. You're going to get Nutrition Transition. It's another audio program. You're going to find out all about nutrition. Then Defeating Bad Eating audio program. What food should be in a healthy diet? What's the best way to burn fat and calories? Why foods explode in your stomach? What are these three foods to avoid at all costs? All of the stuff. Then you're going to have an audio program I did with a very special guest, Dr. Frank Sabatino. I'm the author of Be Truly Well and the health director of one of the classiest health spas in Florida, Dr. Frank Sabatino. You will know how to get well safely and be truly well. Then you're going to get that 5-day, 4-night vacation to come see us here in Florida. We're also going to give you an hour of nutritional counseling, which is normally $150. We'll get to the bottom of this. 100% no risk, no hassle. There's $1,350 worth of goods there, and we sell that for $98.13. But here's what they're going to get as a special. It's the only time we're going to do it. They're going to get 5 special reports. There's another $92 worth of goods here. The Perfect Diet is 20-page special report. Make health your priority, you deserve it. Food combining for health and longevity, why do we get sick, and 3 lessons about being healthy forever. So the total value of that is $1,441.70, but it's only $98.13. And the only way they're going to get those 5 additional special reports is to put 5 reports, just write the word 5 reports beside their name in the shopping cart, okay? So if you keep your keys on the seat of your car, you're not going to go anywhere. So what we want to do is put them in the ignition and go. That's the same with these keys we're going to be sharing with you on this How to Get Well and Stay Well for Life series. But this Health at Last is what, in my view, you need to have to get yourself a jump start.
Super, super. As we near close to our time together tonight, Dr. Wayne, give us you always have the greatest affirmations. I mean, I have them written all over my board in front of me.
Good.
As we near the close of our time together, you know, give us a positive affirmation about our health to be thinking about, you know, to help keep us on track. And we are to write it down on a page 20 times a day, I believe you say, for 10 days, okay?
Right.
Or until the next interview. And you'll assure us that miraculous results will become a reality. I love this portion of the interview. So here we go. Let me get my pencil up here again. What do you have for us this time around?
Good one, Ned. Thanks for asking that one. This is something I love to do. I now deserve to be healthy. I now deserve to be healthy. It's a very easy writing. Write that down 20 times. You will be surprised at how that will program your automatic servo mechanism. We need to change our philosophy about life. Life is not going to change to suit us. We need to make some lifestyle changes to see some major immediate benefits. When I changed my philosophy in life, not only did my life change, but we've made a fortune as well. And we get rich in all areas of our lives when we change our philosophy about how to take care of our health. I don't care how much money we make, it's not worth a hoot to you if you're not healthy. So, the body here is not a garbage dump with a hairy lid, you see. We're a marvel of design. Let me just tell you real quick in closing what we're going to have for our next show, okay?
Okay.
It's called Getting Well Safely. And we're going to talk about healing versus curing. Healing is full of happiness. Curing is full of fear. Healing is positive. Curing is negative. Healing is permanent. Curing is temporary. And I would like to suggest that you do everything to promote healing and discourage all those different remedies, potions, lotions that promote curing. Curing is something mankind tries to do. Healing is something the body does when we give it a chance. This is the age of responsibility. So it's all up to us. We're in total charge of our body. If you understand how it works, it belongs to you. Thanks for having me on the show, Ned. You've been a delight.
I now deserve to be healthy.
Yes.
Absolutely. Again, that website is www.healthatlast.com. His 800 number, ladies and gentlemen, write this down, 1-800-325-3438. And Dr. Wayne, I've missed doing my monthly call with you.
Thank you. I was elated
when corporate called and asked me if I would host you for 12 more shows. I called Cheryl right away and let her know because the information that you impart, it's like anything else. You've got to use it.
Yes.
You've got to apply it.
Yes.
You know, knowledge alone will not get you there. Applied knowledge is what gets you there.
Yes.
Not only with your health, but in business. So I'm real excited. In fact, I will be writing that down 20 times starting tonight.
Good for you.
And because I do know that positive affirmation like that does a world of good for your body, because your body is a miraculous thing. With that said, again, ladies and gentlemen, go to that website, www.healthatlast.com. It was 1-800-325-DIET, 3438. Dr. Wayne, once again, a great call. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. Mark your calendars down, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 12 months, the third Wednesday of every month, we will be hosting Dr. Wayne Pickering. So make sure that you are here. Bring a guest. Bring a pad. Learn how you, too, can become healthy every single day of your life from the ambassador of health himself, Dr. Wayne Pickering. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, and let's hear you sound off, and I want to hear everybody thank Dr. Wayne as we leave. I'll go first on behalf of Cheryl and I, Wayne. Thank you so much.